This program is brought to you by Link TV for educational and non-commercial use only.
General Petraeus came to Capitol Hill to answer questions about the Iraq War. He talked about security and troop cuts, among other things, but one item was missing from the agenda. What did the general forget to talk about? The answer to this question and more on Link TV's Mosaic Intelligence Report.
When General David Petraeus and U.S. Ambassador to Iraq Ryan Crocker testified before a Senate committee this week, they pointed to security improvements and a drop in violence in Iraq over the last year. But there was one issue never mentioned. That's the issue of Iraqi refugees. According to the UN Refugee Agency and the International Organization for Migration, almost 5 million Iraqis have now been displaced by violence in their country. Over 2.4 million fled their homes for safer areas within Iraq. Up to 1.5 million are living in Syria, and more than 1 million refugees fled to Jordan, Iran, Egypt, Lebanon, Turkey, and the Gulf states. I've just returned from Syria and Jordan, where the influx of Iraqi refugees has created an enormous burden on these countries and is a massive humanitarian crisis.
Some people are killed because of their last name. Others get killed because they are Shias or because they are Sunnis. What is this democracy they brought us? We don't want them or their democracy.
Meanwhile, many of the Syrians and Jordanians I've spoken to are starting to complain about the effects of the Iraqi arrivals and the resulting crowded schools and rising rents and real estate prices.
The Iraqis come in different forms. Some Iraqis are honorable, but others are involved in illegitimate activities. They ruined our country and burdened it economically.
The initial wave of refugees, the vast majority of whom were wealthy Sunnis, went to Jordan, where the locals labeled them as the Mercedes refugees. In Syria, the situation is different, as the Iraqi refugees are diverse in terms of ethnicity and religious affiliation. But they are less fortunate than those who went to Jordan and typically live in cramped, barely heated basement apartments. Most of them have experienced the violent death or disappearance of an immediate family member. In most cases, families were given only hours or even minutes to prepare for departure. This family I spoke to was threatened to be killed and was given 48 hours to depart. They blame the Iraqi government and the Americans.
5 years passed like 500 years. What took thousands of years to build was destroyed by the U.S. in 5 years. I went to my town to visit my family and couldn't find the road to get to their house. There's no water, no electricity. We went for 1 week and couldn't wait to get back to Syria.
Human trafficking, domestic violence, and prostitution are on the rise, something humiliating to the Iraqi refugees and a taboo subject in the Arab world. In Syria, I observed Iraqi teenage prostitutes working near hotels and wealthy Damascus neighborhoods. According to an NGO official, many Iraqi women in Syria are choosing prostitution because it's far more lucrative than the $150 monthly stipend from the United Nations. The United States is taking almost none of these refugees. In 2007, the U.S. administration initially indicated it would accept 7,000, but ultimately took only 1,600, something the general, the ambassador, and President Bush failed to mention. This is Jamal Dajani for the Mosaic Intelligence Report, reporting from Damascus, Syria. To learn more about this program or to share your thoughts, visit us at linktv.org/mosaic.
This program was brought to you by Link TV for educational and non-commercial use only. Link TV is the only U.S. television network devoted to global and national news, with uncompromising documentaries and diverse cultural programs. Programs which connect you to the world.